When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Manus?
Yes.
The world is becoming terrifying to me. Has it always been terrifying and I just haven't been paying attention?
No. It hasn't always been terrifying. We found a place a while ago where we thought we were on this wonderful road.
Yeah.
And for some reason...
What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh my God. And everyone's mad.
Everyone's mad
and everyone feels slighted.
And yes.
Everyone. Like... I went out with some friends the other night to hear a band, and every now and again, some young boy will come over to us. Cougar syndrome drives me crazy. So, and you know, they always think it's like, I'm like, first of all, for us to be cougars, we'd have to want to sleep with you. None of us do.
You and your friends are far from cougars.
No, cougar is 40. Chloe's 35. Chloe's just turning 35. Heidi just turned 36. But
I thought cougars were... No, see, I'm surprised. I thought cougars were in their 50s.
40. Oh, and a panther is 30, apparently. Chloe's a panther. So is Heidi. So anyway, this kid comes over. And I'm usually nice because I'm like, good for him for having the nerve. And he's like, I just wanted to come over and talk to y'all. You know, this... And I'm like, okay. You know, and we were talking about the election. Because we were, you know, just like, what'd you guys think of Hillary's speech at the DNC? Yep. You know, what do we think of this? What do we think of that? And, you know, what's going to happen here? And he starts getting in. He's like, are you all feminists?
What?
And I was like, what does that even mean? And he's like, what do you think about men's rights? What about men's rights? And I was like, what about them? Well, what about us? And I was like, you realize? And I thought, oh my God, this is silly. Don't get in a conversation with this guy here.
He said, what about us?
Yeah.
So I don't like that wage gap. We're making too much money.
Well, so he's like, you know, what about, you know, a woman fireman who, you know, I'm 200 something pounds. I'm in a room and the room's on fire. She can't carry me out. She's going to get paid as much as a man. And I was like, are we really having this conversation? And we all just kind of looked at this kid. And I thought, this isn't even about women. That's not what this is about. This is about him feeling insecure. Mm-hmm. This is about him feeling insecure, feeling slighted, feeling like there's no room for a white male, which is what all of this is about right now. It is like this minority feels slighted. This group of people feels slighted. And I was like, feminism is just simply saying women are equal to men. Equally as intelligent, equally as capable.
I'm actually going to interject on that. It's not saying women are equal to men. It's saying everyone is equal.
Well, what else is there? Women and men.
That, I mean, that just means, like, races, like, minorities.
What are you talking about? That's not feminism, though.
It encompasses it all. This is the second wave of feminism. Actually, this might be the third wave of feminism. And it's just to create equality among all sorts of races, all sorts of
feminism,
minorities.
But feminism, the roots
feminism
of feminism
is women versus
rights.
Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, but
well, versus
is rise.
The problem, right?
And it's not versus. It's just supposed
well,
to be
that's racism, though.
Yeah,
that's a whole other game.
The new feminists are... They don't know what
this
they're
This isn't
doing.
New. This is
but
us
there
actually
are no
reading a
feminism.
Book.
There is no... Feminism has become a dirty word. Like,
oh,
I
yeah.
was looking at this hashtag the other day, and it was like, I am feminism. But it was all these furious people that were like, you know, saying something horrible about women and then hashtag I am feminism, like to get into the conversation. And I just thought, I don't... Even women are like, well, I'm not a feminist, but... As though it's become synonymous with man-hating. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all these dumb dykes are trying to make women hate men. Hashtag I am feminism. And I'm like, is that really what you think? It's about me being paid what Bob Harper was paid. Mm-hmm. That's what it was about. That's what it was about. I had more certifications than Bob, and I own a sports medicine facility. So if you really want to get into it, I trained more years than he did. So if we're really going to get into it, and I mean, I'm not saying I deserve more. I just wanted equal. They paid him twice as much as me. Twice as much.
And that was in the 2000s. Right?
So
that we're not talking 19.
Yeah, I mean, so my point is just, you know, oh, well, women pick jobs that don't pay as much. Same job. And then, you know, you see all these women talking about, like, there was a whole campaign with, it was a joke, and it was like, men should have 100%, and they were saying, like, you know, Google how many women are senators, Nicole. It's like a tiny percentage. Or how many women run studios, or how many women, like, are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. The number is tiny. And that's the point. Like, women aren't getting the jobs. They're in the field. There's a million women. There's a ton of women in politics, in entertainment. But yet, it's the men that are, you know, becoming the CEO. That's the argument, is that we are just as capable of doing the job. It's not saying a man shouldn't have the job. It's saying hire a person most qualified. Be they, yes, Nicole, you're absolutely right. Black, Latin, white, whatever. But with feminism, it's like woman versus man, same thing. So this kid, I was like, oh my God, like to him, he's not going, yeah, you know, people who are equally qualified should get equal pay. He's immediately going, oh, you're trying to shut me down. You're trying to push me off to the side. What about me? What about men? And then I was talking to a woman the other day who works in the entertainment industry, and I was like, yeah, I've just been, you know, I'm sick of dealing with this, I'm sick of dealing with that. And I was kind of saying, like, a lot of the sexism that goes on. And I was like, I've been having a hard time, and I don't want to navigate this, and I would rather have, you know, a woman navigate this for me, and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, well, there's another thing, you know, another problem you're up against. And I was like, what's that? And she goes, you're white. And I go, excuse me? And she goes, yeah, right now there's such a backlash, right? Because minorities haven't been getting roles, mainstream roles. There's always the token that now all the studios are like, no, we're super PC. We're super PC and we only want diversity. And so then I was like, oh, this is why then all the white people are turning around and, like, blaming everybody else, right? Then now they're slighted. So now it's all the minorities are stealing my jobs, or the Mexicans, or the... It's just... It's crazy. Instead of being able to go, yeah, you know what? The LGBT community deserves equal rights when it comes to marriage, and women and men should have, you know, equal pay, and should be up for the same jobs if they're equally qualified. And black people, Latin people, you know, if a person's a great actress, like... Nowadays, why couldn't it have been Lupita Nyong'o who played Pretty Woman instead of Julia Roberts? You know, that's the argument, right? That's what they're saying. And I see it. I have a black daughter. And my son is half Latin. You don't see... I mean, there's J-Lo. Come on. There's J-Lo. There's Selena Gomez. I mean, there's... oh, my God. Selma Hayek. There's a couple others. How many other... Latina actresses? Give me a break. How many Asian actresses? How many blacks? Few. And then all of a sudden, everybody, as these people are pushing for equality, the ones that are kind of saying, hey, you know, make room, get threatened. And I just don't understand why can't we're going backwards? Does anyone else feel like we're going backwards?
Well, especially they just, I guess, cast Matt Damon to play the lead warrior for this Chinese wall picture. But that was even, like, he's the lead Chinese warrior.
No.
And it was out of the Chinese casting group because they're like, well, we want to see this. And that's why everyone's saying that we need to cast white people is because what people are buying. But, I mean, that's just bull if so much of the world is saying we want to see diversity.
TV,
there's got to be a lie somewhere.
No, it's a huge lie. I mean, look at Michael Strahan. There's a reason his Q score is through the roof. Well, first of all, he's a really likable guy, but that's not true. Look at his ratings. Wayne Brady. Oh my God. Big talk show guy. Steve Harvey. They all have great ratings. That's not the truth. I think it's I don't know what it is. I don't know how we went from having a black president, a black first lady, you know, shooting down Proposition 8 and DOMA to all of a sudden having, you know, the rise of the uber bigot in Trump saying Mexicans are racists, rapists, and I don't even, and people are like, no, that's not what he said. I'm like, that's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said.
The door got opened a crack and the bottom feeders came up. I mean, you open the crack. You open the crack and they will rise. And to me, that's what's happened.
But I get the feeling of people, it's coming from insecurity, man. It's not about, I really don't believe it's about looking at a person who's black or who's female or who's gay and honestly going there less than. I think it's them. I think it's a person going, what about me? Am I just going to get pushed aside? Just like that guy, what about us? What about our rights? And just like when that woman said to me, well, you're white and that's a problem for you right now. I was like, what?
Well, but I mean,
what?
I think also white people aren't used to hearing that.
No, I was like, well, but I've always been, here's the interesting thing. I've always been the uncool minority. So half Jew, half Arab, lesbian, we've never been cool. Always the gay man, super cool.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris, Anderson Cooper, Andy Colin. That's what we call him, Andy Colin. Because we all got really, really sick after I had a horrible experience on his show. So we call him Andy Colin. But anyway, like all those, like everybody wants, like Bob, everybody always wants your best gay guy friend, right? But lesbians have never been cool. Never, not ever, never once are they like, you know, we need to get a lesbian on this talk show panel.
That's why Queen Latifah has stayed so quiet
in the closet
for so long.
I know. I mean, I've always been on the wrong side of the, there's never the moment now it's like, okay, Latinos, 1 in 6 Americans are Latino. We need Latinos here. And it's all true, but I've never gotten that moment where they're like, you know what we need? We need an Arab Jewish lesbian. I never get it.
She's out there somewhere.
Where is she? We need her. No, I never get to, I'm always on the, I never get that. Although I'm not Jewish, but my mom's mom was Jewish. So I feel like I still am a card-carrying member of the tribe.
You are,
I could move to the homeland, I think.
You have many cards in your wallet.
I do.
I don't know. I
can still look and see, like, hire the most qualified person for the job, man. But with that said, I will admit that I've always been very cognizant of diversity with my projects. So, because I know that people want to see themselves. There's just something to that. I know that, you know, a Latina woman relates to a Latina woman. She doesn't want a white person telling her what to do. And I get that. I'm always like, I want to make sure I have someone who's Asian, somebody who's black, somebody who's Latina, so that everyone feels represented. And I do think that's really important.
I 100% agree with you there. And this is what I had such an issue with Hamilton casting, is I thought it was amazing that they wanted ethnicity. They really wanted to show...
Black George Washington.
Yeah, they wanted to show, like, the... America being brought to life by diversity, which it is. But when they moved to LA, they said no whites. And they got a lot of backlash.
Why?
Because they want diversity, which I agree.
But white is part of the...
Exactly.
They said no whites?
They said no whites. And then,
no, I don't believe
no,
you.
Said no whites?
The casting call for Hamilton, it said no Caucasian. So they got a lot of backlash from it, saying it needs to be taken down. And then this created again more. It's like, why can't we have no whites? Because we want diversity. And that's fine. Get diversity. Allow everyone to show what they have and pick the best people. So they released another one.
I think it's a fine line. I think you do need to have. I really do. Because if you... I do think everyone needs to feel represented. So I get that. And I will look and I'll say, okay, you know what? I want one person who's black. I want one person who's Latin. Like if they're with me in an exercise program, like Body Revolution or Body Shred, I am very specific. Like I need everybody, all colors, shapes and sizes. I really am. But I will look for the person, like, I make sure that I represent everyone, though. There's a Caucasian person, a Latin person. Like, I do my best to really, and then I will pick the, I'll go, okay, I have X amount of slots. They're evenly distributed amongst different ethnicities. And then I'll try to find the best person for the job. Now, you know, in my programs, you know, the big programs, I'll have men and women, black, white, Latin, Asian. But to say no whites, though.
I mean, and people we're calling it reverse discrimination, because it's not. That's not real.
But then it gives all those white people that are voting for Trump, that's their justification.
Exactly. But there's no such thing as reverse discrimination. If you're going to discriminate, it's discrimination. I cussed.
It's discrimination.
They set it back out saying that they were accepting everyone. I'm like, if you're not going to cast white people, you're not going to cast white people. But you have to give them as much as a shot if you're getting everybody else.
That's interesting. Wow, no whites. Eek. How, you know what, though, white people? How does it feel? Isn't that interesting?
Because
when she
picture.
Said that to me, I had a moment and I was like, wow.
It's not.
I wasn't mad. I was processing it. I was like, part of me was like, felt great about it only because, as I said, you know, my daughter's black. So I'm like, this just means there's going to be more opportunities for her. You know, my son can pass. You don't know that he's, you know, a minority. But
I don't believe it's reverse discrimination. I think it's like, what makes us, why do we have to always be immune from feeling that?
No, we don't. We shouldn't.
So.
Things rough, though. I don't know. To say no.
Right. And I
no Caucasian people.
Just the language. They just can't
That's
say
rough.
That. Yeah.
It's a little intense.
But they can say that. Why can't they say
that? Because they've never said
black
no.
Black people have been told that. Latin people have been told that.
We're trying to make that.
Asian people have been told that.
It wasn't right when they say that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, white people should never hear that because, yeah, you're right.
Well,
how
I think you should. I think you should hear it so that you know how it feels.
But it's not. Yeah. It's two wrongs don't make
a right.
How's
that feel?
If we're moving forward as a everything,
right.
And we want to get to this wave of feminism where everybody's completely equal.
Honey, I don't know. I don't know if you can use the word feminism here.
I don't
think so. When it comes to race. It's
not
feminism.
I Googled it.
It's equality.
I Googled it along with this Democratic Senate thing.
Yeah. There's a difference with feminism.
That was the first wave of feminism. We've gone through three.
Well.
Oh, Lord. Well, all right. Look, here's the bottom line. I think that, in my opinion, I do feel like everybody needs to be represented. Everybody. And so within a company or within a production, you should say we need equal parts diversity. Equal men, women, Latin, Asian, this, that, the other. You should. You just should. And then you pick the best people for those spots. I think that's a happy medium, man. I really do. Otherwise, you give excuses. You say. And in order for people to feel represented, it's more important. Oh, the best person for the job. It's more important. It really is. It's more important, I think, for people to be represented across the board. And, ironically, one of the things I was trying to do with Just Jillian, the bigger picture, was for people to see that. Was for them to see a same-sex couple. Was for them to see a biracial family and a biracial group of friends. I mean, I wasn't saying it. I wasn't out saying it, but they were seeing it. It was like, oh, she's out with her friends. One's Asian, one's black, one's white. And I think the more people see people of all different genders and ethnicities hanging out together, the more over time, I don't know. It's just, I feel like we've gone backwards, man. It's scary.
Absolutely.
And Nicole's new form of feminism
is everything is equal.
Is also interesting.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
You know, I feel like I've been dishing out snappies our entire day today.
Okay.
And you've just been shitting all over them.
No, I just, when they go awry, I just think, how am I gonna get this back? How am I gonna figure this out? When they go into certain areas, can't use it.
But you can break, Mr. Wiener. And I think people want to know. I don't understand.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They actually don't.
I don't agree with you.
No, yeah.
Nicole?
I totally think you can break them, Mr. Wiener.
You can, though.
I know. Yeah. I'm not talking that you can or you can't. I just don't know if our audience, who is coming to you for inspiration and motivation and understanding, care.
That's what segment one is about.
Okay.
Maybe
they might be concerned that they can break their significant other's penis.
Exactly.
And the answer is yes. You have to be careful.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
If that did happen and no one told them it was possible and it was totally preventable, don't you think?
Okay. No. Okay. I stand corrected then. Please finish the conversation.
All right. So anyway, here's one on cutting calories.
Great.
See what I mean? See, I give you what you want, and you just crap all over it again.
I didn't. I said
you
great.
You crapped on it.
No, I'm...
Let me guess. Are you saving your enthusiasm for your other co-host? You just crap on it. I don't even know if it would have been good to have you on tour with me this time. Would you crap all over my show, Janice? Would you?
I think if you come out and you talk to your audience about breaking the wiener for an hour... I bet you, you'll have them in the palm of your hand.
It was 1 minute.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just, you know what? Honestly,
I'm here to do this whole snappy food and, like, once again, met with an utter lack of enthusiasm.
I wasn't sure if you were done with that. So I'm ready now.
Get happy.
Okay.
Start your wheezing.
Okay, I'm ready. I know I am
ready. You've been so busy being a star on your other show, you've forgotten how to be a producer. That's what I think.
Okay. I apologize. I'll try and do better.
Well, what I would like is a little constructive feedback.
What do you think about
my calorie segment?
I haven't heard it yet. All I've been hearing about is the broken wiener, which I'm really not really into. Okay, if we change the topic,
you can't just produce for you. Okay,
no,
you have to produce for the masses.
Absolutely. All right, on with all right. My apologies to our audience.
God,
I'd love to talk more about the wiener. Apparently,
no, not the wiener. I'm done with that.
Thank God.
Okay. Calories.
Okay.
Yeah. Stop juicing. Fruit. Stop. Stop doing juice. Unless it's vegetable juice. Stop it. One cup of orange juice is like 125 calories, man. Quit it. Eat fruit.
Yeah, but you can throw fruit in your drink.
One fruit, right? Like some berries, a handful of, but like you don't, you know, when you go to these places and it's like, oh, it's the frickin' raspberry, banana, apricot, and cucumber. You can't.
I know. And you know, and then they charge you $12.
No, and it's hundreds of calories for like a frickin' diabetes slam.
Yeah.
I mean, you just cannot. No, no, no. Eat your fruit. You can juice your vegetables. And that's the whole point of juicing vegetables, is that you can't eat a batch of kale, a batch of broccoli, a clove of garlic. You'll rip all day long, and your tummy will be upset. And part of the issue with some of those vegetables, especially when they're raw, is the fiber. You have
it's
to cook.
Too much.
It's insoluble. It's like, that's why. So if you're not cooking that, you can go ahead and you can juice the veggies, man. But not the fruit. Don't stop with the fruit juice. And slow down. Which I'm so guilty. I inhale my food.
Food. Yeah. Because you get too hungry. Is it because you're too hungry or because you just want
it? It definitely happens when I get too hungry.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But I also am like, I mean, I'm like a prison bitch, man. I get like the freaking, I hover over my food. Lou does the same thing. And I look at her and I'm like, we'll race to see who can finish last. Because the two of us, you know, I'm like, who's going to finish last? So we'll slow down. Yeah. Heidi and Phoenix, though, oh my God, Lou and I want to tear our hair out. Phoenix will just take an eternity. An hour will go by and he'll still be sitting in front of his plate.
Isn't that funny,
it
though?
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Heidi's the same way. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Exact opposite. Okay. Obviously, skip the happy hours. We know this. But like, instead of doing happy hour with friends, these are just lifestyle tips I'm trying to give you, but instead of happy hour with friends, like, meet them for a yoga class after work. Change the habits a little bit so it's not centered around food or
drink.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I joke a lot about alcohol on social media, and that's because it is the ultimate treat food. And I do want people to go, okay, there's balance. You know, balance is a glass of wine, you know, a drink at Sunday brunch, but I don't do more than 4 drinks a week, ever. Not ever.
You don't go out and tie one on?
Dude, I puke. I can't tie one on. I've always been a puker. I've never been able to, like, if you get me past 2 drinks, I'll throw up. 3 glasses of wine, I will throw up all night long. 2. If I do 2 glasses of wine, I usually get sick.
Really?
A good sized glass of, I do 1 and maybe a half. Or if I have like a drink, 2 tequila on the rocks all night long. Like, I puke. I can't handle it. So it's like, you know, everything has got to be balanced. It's like, it's not about, oh, you know, like I'll see comments and they're like, you drink? You eat that? I'm like, yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
Sure, you know. Up to 4 times a week out of 7, not every day, you know, and it's amazing that it's like horrified, angry, and, you know, so then I do it more, but it, you know, the point is, it's about balance. To say, again, I always say the 80-20 rule, like 20% of your calories overall, be it daily or over the course of the week, can come from the beignet in New Orleans or the, you know, the margarita, which I just don't do margaritas because I hate the sugar, but a Bloody Mary on a Sunday, a champagne, you know what I mean? Balance is key. And in addition, sleeping helps, man. If you're not sleeping, you got to focus on sleep. It really helps to control the appetite. 7 to 8 hours makes a huge, huge difference.
Isn't it funny how sleep was always on the back burner? Like years ago, you would never think that sleep meant something. And now it's like everywhere. It's like, it's so attached to your performance in every level.
In every way. Absolutely. Yeah. And things that are fatty foods, not fried chicken, but I mean like healthy oils or like there was a whole study about eggs in the Journal of Obesity. They studied mm-hmm. women who had 2 eggs for breakfast. And they lost more weight after 2 months than women who had carbs for breakfast. And I don't think it's a carb argument per se, but what I've seen is when you're eating foods that have more fat, more fiber. There was another study on the thickness of a drink, because it exacerbates a feeling of fullness.
Oh, for sure. Look at kefir. Or is that what
kefir.
It's called?
Kefir.
Kefir.
Oh my God, you swig that and it's just so thick and you just, it's like so satiating, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Another big thing, everyone's like back on nuts these days. Yeah, I'm telling you, like I pulled this one article about it. So I thought this was interesting. I don't know how true this is, but I read it and it says dry roasted peanuts contain 22% more antioxidants than raw peanuts.
Oh, dry roasted rocks. I'm telling you.
I thought that was interesting because peanuts are not actually a super nut. They're actually goitrogenic. They're thyrotoxic. But if you don't have a thyroid issue, I was like, all right. Macadamia nuts, which are super, super fattening. And there's a lot of, this is interesting, omega-7. I've been reading a lot about it, and I'll be honest with you, I can't quite get a definitive answer on omega-7, if it's good for you or bad for you or too much of it is dangerous. There's omega-7 in macadamia nuts, and there's also in, like, sea buckhorn, whatever.
Oh, good old sea buckhorn.
No,
yes.
It's a scar. I don't know if you've seen my arm recently.
I did see your arm when I was standing over there, and I was like, what is that?
I look like I have a disease. I have had a year, like if I posted the year that I've had, I fell off a horse that I've had for 10 years and never come off of. Because, unfortunately, I didn't bother to check the girth on the bareback pad, and my horse spooked at something, and I fell off the side, fell off a skateboard, broke up a dog fight, got burned by a...
But what are all those marks? There's like
A dog bite. You didn't hear me talk about this? I broke up a dog
fight. Yes, I did hear you talk about it, but I guess you were wearing a long sleeve at the time.
Yeah, I broke up a dog fight. I look like I have a disease. No one wants to shake my hand. I got burned by the engine block of a tractor. I split my shin open on a gardening box that Nicole...
I put it back together.
Nicole had to butterfly my leg back together because I wouldn't go to the ER. It was, it was like, what, a half an inch?
Oh, open? I think I might have a picture.
Open like a half an inch. It's about 3 inches long, and it was open about a half.
All right.
Anyway, so I was...
Somebody's distracted in life.
It's been a long year.
Yeah.
So omega-7 was good for scars. So when I started reading about it, it was like, well, we're not sure. So I would say with things like macadamia nuts and Brazil nuts, Brazil nuts also are really high in zinc and selenium, but... too much of those can be toxic, so like 2 a day.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Brazil.
Well, they've got like really rare like minerals, really rare like minerals, like really rare. Oh my God, Jill. But again, you know, you want to go. They're high in calories, but the nutrient, they're very nutrient dense.
Okay.
So a handful of macadamia nuts or a couple Brazil nuts. Another big one, always pumpkin seeds. Really good for you. Tons of zinc. And magnesium. Magnesium's so good for you, especially if you get tension headaches.
Okay.
You ever get tension headaches?
No, but touch wood.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'll take Calm, this stuff called Calm, for 3 nights. And I'll get tension headaches for months at a time.
What does it feel like?
Oh, my God. It feels like there's a vice on your head.
Oh, God. Is that your cut?
That's
Yikes.
My leg. Isn't that crazy?
What'd you cut it on?
Heidi's garden box.
Okay.
I split it open.
Yikes.
Yeah. No, I know. I made Nicole put it back together. Yeah. And seeds. Like cheese seeds. Huge. Sesame seeds. Walnuts. We all know how good those are for you. Almonds. And because there's so much fat and fiber, they also help with satiety. Nuts, man. They're like the thing. But again, the fat, the fiber, and the nutrients, all big. Make sure they're organic because they're almonds, for example, mm-hmm. have a ton of different pesticides on them, herbicides, sure. fungicides. So organic, handful, because they're still high in calories. But other than that, super snacks to help fight hunger. So you eat less, because that's the whole point, and they're nutrient dense.
Gotcha.
All right, well, anything?
What do you mean?
No, what?
Is that the end of the segment?
Yeah, but...
Oh, you mean, do I have anything to offer?
I just feel like I'm really trying here.
Boy, those nuts are great.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, we're back, and we need the love doctor today.
Oh, my favorite.
All right. Jillian, this is Sam. Sam, this is Jillian.
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Hey, Jillian. First, it really is an honor to be speaking with you. Your DVDs helped me start on my fitness journey, and so I have so much to thank you for. So thank you so much for everything that you do and that you put out into the world.
Oh, thank you, bud. I appreciate that. What? Oh, I'm ready. Now I'm all geared up. How can I help?
Hi. So, a friend she and I have been friends for about 6 months.
Oh, Janice, it's Ken, is the friendship thing a lie?
Is the friendship thing a lie?
Is that what is going on? Is the friendship thing? Uh-huh, go on, a friend, uh-huh.
Well, no, I mean, we are legit friends. We work out together, and we have lunch together, and we go thrift shopping together, and all kinds of fun stuff.
That's Harry Met Sally. She's probably too young to even know what that means.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. I do. Keep going, bud. Janice gets me. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I know that he likes me, and in fact, he's told me about his exes, and they're the kinds of girls that I would be, like, super close friends with. Like, his exes and I have a lot in common.
Okay.
And we both like each other, but there are kind of big reasons why it wouldn't work for us to date each other. And, you know, most of the time, like 80% of the time, I'm really cool. Like, I really enjoy being his friend, and he treats me, you know, he's an awesome friend. But there's, like, that small percentage of the time that, like, you know, he'll give me a hug after we hang out, and it's, like, you know.
Charged. It's charged.
You know, yeah.
Aha. What are the reasons exactly. that you can't date? I don't get it.
Sure. Well,
it's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the matter?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. We kind of have like a Jim and Pam thing from The Office going on, but,
they got married though.
Well, yeah, exactly. Minus the actual relationship. So like marijuana is a big part of his life, and being clean is super important to me. Like I can be friends with someone who like, you know, does that stuff when I'm not with them, but I can't like, you know, I can't date someone. I can't be, like, the life partner of someone who does that.
And he, like, so, is he, like, yeah. addicted to it?
I mean, I would define him as addicted. Yeah. I don't think that he sees it that way, which I think is pretty typical.
Like, smokes every day kind of a thing?
Yeah, again, because he knows that I don't do it, it's, like, it's clear that he definitely tries to give me the best impression of him that he can, you know, so he doesn't really, like, give me all the gory details.
Do you see it affecting his life at all?
Well, he's very, you know, one of the reasons that we became friends, we originally worked together. He left where I still work, so we're not coworkers anymore.
Okay.
But one of the reasons we became friends is because both of us are really, we care a lot about what we do.
Okay.
And so he is really good at his job.
Okay.
You know, it, in my mind, that sort of, you know, that does have an effect, but he is very, you know, he's like very high functioning, I guess. You know, like
You know, marijuana is a tough one. I have a theory on weed because I personally don't understand it. And I don't understand it because I physically don't enjoy it. So if I did, you know, maybe I would. And I have noticed that the people who love it, and I mean they like love it, they have a very different physiological response to it, man. Like they feel creative, they feel like a better version of themselves, they feel relaxed. And if for me, I'm like, this is the worst feeling in the world. Like I just feel dull and dead and exhausted. And the only times that I have ever partaken in marijuana is if I'm so anxious and so stressed out and I don't want to take a pill of some kind. And it's like, I'm like, I just need to go to sleep. I'm so, you know, so stressed and like something terrible is going on. And that's, it like knocks me out cold, like general anesthesia. Like I hate it. And I one time dated somebody who was a pothead or whatever you want. I don't know what the lingo is these days for that. And I managed to get her off of it. And I dated her for a while and I, you know, my brother swears by it. You know, he's the kind of guy that's like, cannabis cures cancer. And, you know, cannabis is like, he's one of those guys, right? Like it's, you know, we have to, he's constantly trying to convince me. And, you know, I love my brother. He's a great kid. And he's good at his job. He's responsible. And, you know, I'm like, Greg, you're an adult. You know, I support you. I, you know, worries me. I wish you didn't smoke it so much because I just can't buy in that this stuff in your body all the time is healthy for you. But you know it's hard, right? Because they're functioning. And this is where And marijuana, I think if somebody was like, they smoked it like once in a while, you know, like the way you, oh, I went out and I had a drink, I would get it.
Right.
You know, but if somebody's drinking every single day, you'd be like, hey, you know, I think something's wrong. You know, you'd be right. Like, it seems like, you know, you're addicted to this substance. You know, what's the issue? And I recently had a conversation with somebody who was smoking every day and stopped, and it was like a way to manage anxiety. And, you know, maybe it's a conversation. Have you guys talked about this, about like what the issue is between you? Have you said like this concerns me?
Well, I haven't. Like, he knows that I don't do it and that I don't, you know, I'm big on honesty, and I feel like any sort of substance like that, it sort of like shadows who you are. Like, it sort of, you know, warps who you are. And so that's why he doesn't do it when I'm around. And basically there's two obstacles to us dating.
That one?
First. And the second, okay. Yeah, the second one is that he has not told me this directly, but a mutual friend told me that he doesn't believe that he doesn't believe in monogamy. He doesn't believe in being monogamous.
Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. Stop it. Stop, stop, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. I will not allow.
Night, 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 night.
No, I'm not on the night, night. I don't think someone else is allowed to say that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no. You got to get this from the horse's mouth, kid. No, I'm not taking that on. Baloney. You need to go. Okay. Have you guys talked, though? You obviously have this thing. Have you discussed it?
No, I mean, it's basically to the point where, you know, he said that he, like, I'm trying to keep this, like, as straight as possible. We had gotten invited to, like, a fancy event together, and he backed out at the last minute, and he later on told me that he was glad that he couldn't make it, because he would have wanted to have made it into a date, even though I, you know, wanted us to be friends. And so I thanked him for being honest, and I, you know, I basically said, like, neither of us are in a place to date, you know, like, and I thank you for being honest, and we both know that you're an attractive person. You know, like, I tease him about the fact that, like, girls basically throw their number at him, you know, every time we're out, you know.
Okay, you guys, stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop. You need to have, like, a real adult conversation, and this is going to be the first, what's the word, factor, element, thing, issue,
absolutely.
That says whether or not this is going to work out. If you guys can have an adult conversation without the games, you sit down and it's like, listen, here's the thing. I there's an attraction and we're dancing around this. And A, where do you stand? See what he says. Where does he stand? And if it's like, oh, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you know, then you bring up, like, how does he feel about monogamy? And where is he at with you know, with the weed thing? But I don't... This whole weird game, no. And I'm old school, dude. I am so old school. I love it. I'm gay. I don't even sleep with men. But I like a man. Like, if I was to be with a man and all my male friends, I like when they're men. I wish that he'd say, like, I want to date you. Step up. Stop playing games like a girl. Be a man. And it's like, step up. It's not, don't be coy and say, let's go to dinner. And if he, you know, and if he can't do that, okay. But then, you know, I would say to you, all right, go, you know, say like, listen, I want to cut through the noise a little bit here. You know, there's this unspoken whatever. Where are we at? And see what he says. And if he's like, oh, I don't really like you, or oh, I can't really date you, or whatever, then he's not the one. If he can't stand and if he can't man up and say, you know what, I am attracted to you, I want to go out, then you can engage in these two conversations of like, okay, you know, I'll be honest with you, somebody said this to me, and it's a concern. Let him speak up. You know, when I'm not suggesting we're exclusive overnight, but when I date somebody, I do expect that we are sleeping exclusively together. That's who I am. And if he's like, it's not who I am, then whatever. Okay, now you know. But you can't go on assumptions based on what another person's saying. My God, can you imagine? If I could tell you all the crap that I've heard people say I said and people say my friends have said, it's like, you know, no. It's ridiculous. So, you know, step number one, a conversation. If he can't come to the table and say, I do want to date you, he's gone. Number two, I do want to date you. Okay, I've heard this, and it's been a deterrent for me, the cheating thing. Where are you? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, then quite honestly, I would start dating him, and I would get to know him a little better. And as the relationship progressed, that's when you might say, you know, babe, because you're in a better position to have this conversation at that point. You smoke a lot of weed. And it just worries me for your health, you know? And it's like, see where he's at. See if you can get him to kind of, you know, over time, dial it back. And even the biggest pot smokers I know, they will get to a point where they're like, I'm smoking a lot of weed. They're not stupid. You know, they'll be like, yeah, I was smoking. I was lit all day. I was smoking all day. Like, I've talked to a lot of people that will tell you that. You know, they'll be like, yeah, man, I was stoned. I was wake and bake. And you can kind of reason with them and get them to dial it back. Now, with that said, if you were like clean, sober, and he can't like smoke a bowl once in a while or have a glass of wine once in a while, it doesn't sound like it will work out. But if he's addicted to pot, right, that's a pretty extreme situation. If he can be somewhere in the middle, then could you live with that?
I mean, you know, I'm someone who does tend to be pretty, you know, clean. Like, I am someone who, I broke up with someone because he likes, you know, to do drugs. So,
well, but that's, drugs are different than, like, I smoke a bowl once in a while and I have a glass of wine. Drugs, yeah. It's like, is he, you know, hammering an eight ball on the weekends and popping Molly? Like, yeah, that's, you know what I mean? Like, I would probably be like, yeah, you know, we're not compatible. but you know, the average person, he just, you know, there tends to be that balance. But before you even jump into that, you really got to address the first two things, sweetie.
Yeah. What holds me back, because normally I am a very, like, aggressive, you know, I'm an aggressive feminist personality. What holds me back is the fact that we do have so much fun together as friends, and this part of me is like, what if you go ahead and then you're like, okay, hey, I really like you, and then he, you know, because, you know, he said, like, I'm just focusing, not really intimidating me, but when I tease him about other girls who like him, he'll say, like, I'm just focusing on myself, like, I'm not ready for a relationship, I, you know, fucked up my past relationship too bad, kind of thing. So if I say, like, hey, I like you, and he's like, I'm just not in a place to date or whatever, I'm just worried. Like, I don't want it to, like, add a layer of awkwardness.
It will add a layer of awkwardness, but that layer of awkwardness is inevitable.
Mm.
You're going to get there.
Yeah.
You will, it's like the more you act to avoid the awkwardness, the more inevitable it's going to become, because you're going to keep hanging out and it's going to keep being awkward. I mean, there are two games you can play here, and I hate to recommend playing games. I hate it because I don't like when relationships start that way. I don't think they have longevity. Any relationship that I've ever witnessed that has legs always starts with transparency. It's always like, I like you. I like you too. And it's not like I waited 3 days to call. It's like, I'm thinking about you. Oh, I'm thinking about you too. Like, it just, you know, but then the ones that are like, I don't know, I'm not going to say anything. I'll wait to call. I'll date someone else. I'll see what he does. Like, you can play all those games and you can push all the right buttons and you can elicit all the responses that you want. But I just don't think it's got the legs for that. And the game here for that scenario is you to start dating somebody. That you want to push this guy's buttons, become unavailable. That's the game. No. I mean, the non-politically correct answer is date someone. Lie that you're dating someone. Make up a boyfriend. And watch how quick he'll be like, what are you doing? What's going on? And it'll go from, like, you chasing him, Mr. I'm just focusing on me right now, you know, to him chasing you. When you start dating someone and you're not available to go work out with him or whatever it might be, it turns the tail. It's human nature. It's games. Game playing. But I hate for you to do that, because then when you turn around and you present yourself to him, you're going to always have to keep that tiger by the tail. You're always going to have to keep him on his feet. You're always going to have to play that slightly unavailable. You're always going to need to maintain the chase. And it's exhausting.
Take it from me. It's exhausting.
I don't do that.
You know, and so I would say, if you like this guy, the chances of you being able to be friends without it being awkward are slim anyway, honey. They're just slim anyway. And so you can either blow past the bullshit or you can't. And it just sucks. It just sucks. And you might be in a situation where you're like, you got a crush on this guy and it's not going to work out. But if it is going to work out, it will require transparency from go. But you could play. You could start out with the game to elicit a conversation. You could be I'm seeing someone.
I don't do that.
You know, I mean, and then it could be like, you could get him to kind of, oh, blah, blah, blah. And it could be like, I'll be honest with you. You know, we're not, like, you haven't stepped up to the plate and you're sending mixed messages. And it could go that way. But, or you could just quite literally sit him down. But you need to have a conversation, honey.
Yeah. And I don't, I'm just not a game player. I just don't do that, so.
Yeah. I don't know if this is the guy for you.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the guy, but I get why you like him.
Yeah, because you get wiggly jiggly.
Yeah, he's handsome. He's a little bit of the bad boy. He's totally different than you. He's slightly unavailable.
Tiki.
What's tiki?
What's so funny is that normally I've never gone for the bad boy with the tattoos, and it's like I've always found that really annoying. What I like about him is the way that he treats me. Like, I was actually in a relationship when we met. And I started to notice that he, like, respected my feminism, and he treated me with more respect, and he was a better listener than my boyfriend at the time. And so that, you know, like, that's why I like him, is because we're such good friends. So that's what makes it hard. It's not like I'm like, oh, like, he just makes me hot, so I know he makes me hot.
You gotta talk to him. Sit him down. If he's such a good listener, sit his ass down and get it on the table, girl.
Okay.
Man up. Woman up. Woman up. All right, now I really need to know what happens. Make sure to please update us.
Yeah, give us a note back on the podcast email. Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
All right, kid.
Thank you so much.
Deep breath. You got this.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. We can't wait to hear. We're on pins and needles.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much.
Kate. I've played games in the past.
It's not worth it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know about this one. Because he's saying, I'm just focusing on me, which is him telling her, I don't want a girlfriend.
I remember driving around the block a whole bunch of times just so I wouldn't be home on time, so that she would think that I was, like, busy.
Yeah.
I've done
games.
That.
Games.
Around the block. Like 100. I was so bored driving around the block. Yeah. I just wanted to go home, but I thought, oh no, I can't show that I'm that available. Oh, it's so awful. You said it. It's
the worst.
Awful.
I know. Oh well.
Oh well.